Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are beginning at the very bottom of Kuf Lamed Tes Omud Aleph with Siv Zayin. We started Siv Zayin yesterday, but we'll chazer it over quickly in the Mechaber. Again, there are tremendous numbers of Dershu footnotes. We're not going to get through all of them, and we'll go through as far as we can within the 20 minutes. So the Mechaber starts, Mitzvah La'anicho B'tefach HaSomuch L'Pesach Mismol. As we pointed out yesterday, the Mechaber says that you put the Chanukiah, the menorah, in the tefach hasomuch lepesach on the left side, in the immediate opening of the entranceway into the Rishus HaRabim. Preferably, we said yesterday, outside in the Rishus HaRabim, according to some poskim, but at least it must be visible, certainly, if it's inside to the Rishus HaRabim. And you do this on the left side of the door. Why? Kedesh yetei mezuzah miyamin. The mezuzah is on the right side of the door. The ner chanukah mismol. And this way, you'll have the ner chanukah on the left, and you'll be surrounded by mitzvos. The issue footnote number 63 brings down very interestingly that if the mezuzah on the Pesach is only luchumra, so then Rav Ozer's Zatzal brings down shetzorach lahadlik bo es haneros mismol. Then you light the candle still on the left side, and this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz as well. He points out as well in Dershu number 64, if somehow it would be more visible and therefore more of a pesumi nisa if it was on the right side rather than the left side, said Rav Yashiv, that's how it brings down, then you should put it on the right side even though the mezuzah is there. Mishum pesumi nisa odif al hadloch b'tzad small. This concept of being surrounded by the mitzvah is a very nice idea, but pesumi nisa trumps that, and therefore you'd put it on the right side even though the mezuzah is there. And this is also the opinion of Rechaim Kanievsky, Shlita, l'hadu b'chaim l'chaim. Now go to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph tells us, She'im yachikeno lahalim min ha-pesach, if you were to distance it more than one tefach from the Pesach, so then, eno nikor shebalabayis hinichu shom. It's not so clear that the balabayis put it there. If you put it right by the Pesach, then it's clear that it was put there l'shem mitzvah Chanukah. Siv Katan Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bein, this is true, Bein im hanochu hu al Pesach habayis or Pesach chotzer. This idea that it should be right by the Pesach, within a tefach of the Pesach, it is going to be the same, whether it's the Pesach that's going to the Chatzer, or whether it's the Pesach going from the Chatzer to the Rishus HaRabim, or any other situation. You always put it right near the point that you're supposed to go and have it, so it's clear that it's recognizable that it's done l'shem mitzvah Chanukah. Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Kedesh Tehei V'chulei. So he tells us here, V'yei Mesuvu B'mitzvos, as I mentioned, you'll be surrounded by mitzvos, the mezuzah on your right, and the nearest Chanukah on your left. However, Miyu B'diyavit, Iminiach, Nearest Chanukah, Miyom, Yotze, but if you did put it on the right, you're Yotze, as we just pointed out as well. Sometimes you even B'dav can put it on the right, as we see now in the continuation of the Mechaber. He says, V'yem Ein Mezuzah, if there is no mezuzah, for whatever the reason, on that doorway, B'Pesach, Minicho miyomin. Then you put the nearest Chanukah on the right side. It's not a din that should be on the left side. It's a din that it should be surrounding yourself with mitzvahs because you have the mezuzah on the right, so the nearest Chanukah on the left. But if there is no mezuzah on the right, then you put the nearest Chanukah on the right as well. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot Lamed Dalid, the whole midei de mitzvah yomin odif. In general, the right always takes precedence. When a person makes a bracha, you should hold the object in your right hand. We do everything with our right hand. Again, for the majority of people that are righties, a lefty, these halachas are sometimes very different, as we mentioned many times. But for a righty, so then the right side always takes precedence, and therefore you should put the menorah on the right side if there is no mezuzah over there. The issue for number 65 brings down that if the first person who lit put it on the right, so then it's okay if the second person puts it on the left, so this way you're surrounded by the mitzvahs of Neros Chanukah, even though it's not mezuzah and Neros Chanukah, you're surrounding yourself with mitzvahs, Neros Chanukah on the right, and then the second person would put the Chanukah licht on the left. Continuing the Mechaber, he writes, if he goes and puts the Chanukah licht in the doorway itself, the Delis Atzmo, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Hei, Koi Arei Shasif. This goes back to the beginning of the Sif, where we're talking about the proper placement. So then, the Mechaber continues, Yanichenu Mechetzio Shel Knisa Letzad Smo. You put it in at the beginning of the entranceway into the house, and Letzad Smo, on the left side as well. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Lamed Zayin. Hainu, it means, Makom Adela Shenichtas Mishom Lesoch HaBayis Yichalkenu L'Shnayim. The doorway that you're going in from the outside into the house, you divide that into a left side and a right side. That's what he means over here. B'chatzi anotel l'tzad small, and the left half of the doorway, shu neged ha-mezuzah, which is opposite the mezuzah, which is on the right, shemezuzah b'yomin, shomin echeni, you lead it, you leave the nearest Chanukah on the left side. Now, does it have to be against the wall or not? Well, Mashem, he said, the Mishmur says, it appears from this, you can put it anywhere in that half of the left side. It could be in the middle or towards the doorpost itself, all the way on the left. Ayin letaz, the Taz says shadaita lemaisa. He says, practically speaking, royal lahachmi, you should be machmi and try laniach haneros betzada small bakotzo achron shomach lekoso, right next to the wall, the doorpost itself, if possible, and not more towards the middle. This is what number 66 brings out. If you're lighting in the window, so is there an inyan that you should also light on the right side? Because there's obviously no mezuzah there, so should you light on the right side there? So he brings out from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shigam Bechalun Tzorech Lachachila Lach Lebitzad Yomin. You should light on the right side of the windowsill. And also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal as well. Shav Shatam Shekol Ponim Letzad Yomim Inu Ela B'mokum Shinech Nosim Yotzim V'lo B'chalon. He says, technically, people enter on the right side. That doesn't apply by a window. Nevertheless, he says, he says you should try to light on the right side of the windowsill, if at all possible, because Yomin is Odif. He says, in Mitzad Asmo, Yeshosu Besuminisa, but if on the left side it would be more visible to the street, then you should light on the left side. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago, Umiyu Bizmanazeh, Shekulonu Madlikim Bifnim, Vein Hekir, Livnei Rishisarab and Klal. Nowadays, that everybody lights inside. Again, because of the concern from the Goyim, in Chutz Laretz, people light on the inside. In Eretz Yisrael, many people light on the outside. But in Chutz Laretz, most people still light on the inside because of, unfortunately, the tremendous memory that we have as a collective Klal Yisrael of all the rishus that's been done to us. So we light on the inside. And therefore, he says, Ein lochosh kol kach in ein madlikim betefach hasamot lepesach. Here, we don't have to be so concerned that we don't light right by the Pesach, because it's nikar to all that you're lighting Chanukah licht, as opposed to the people on the outside. If it's not right by the doorpost, right by the exit, so the recognition that it's for Chanukah licht wouldn't be so clear. And then the Rama adds, we call Makom, Haminug lahadli betech hasamot lepesach kmo bimeim. Nevertheless, the minig is to still try to light it right next to the doorway. Again, if you're not lighting by the window, you're lighting by the door, so then you light it right near the door. Vein l'shanos. And we shouldn't change this around, even though technically the reasoning doesn't apply. Unless, LMK rabin b'nei habayis, unless, if the majority of the people of the house, sh'odiv alighting, sh'odiv yosel adli kolecha b'mokum yuchad, milar v'neros b'yachad, vein heker kamaneros l'ikin. If everybody in the house were to light by the door, and there are, Baruch Hashem, a lot of people in the house, so it wouldn't be recognizable as the second night, the third night, the fourth night, because of all the candles are there, so then you could put some by the doorpost, and some further away from the doorpost, etc., etc. Mishabur Sivkot Lamed Zayin tells us, Kidei sheikonis bein shtei mitzos. Again, the reason why you put it by the door is when you're coming into the house, even though it's not for the outside people, you're coming in, you have the mitzvah and the zuz on the right and the neros on the left. In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, Dira Masel, Mikol Mokom, says, Rotz Lomar, Haminu Ganochu Lesnaig Kach, you should do this if at all possible. Di Lav Hochi, Sosu Das Atzmo. Otherwise, you'd be contradicting himself, saying that you have to do this or you don't have to do this. And in the issue footnote number 68, he brings down that the marker of this is from the Daki Moshe. The Ramah himself, in his Daki Moshe commentary, says, Shekosha she'en is harim b'zeh, rakam edaktikim. People are careful about this, only those that are very, very scrupulous in their performance of mitzvahs. Ubetama dover she'en z'chayiv, why is it not a chayiv to do so? So Ramosha Feinstein, that's on the Yigus Moshe, says, Shedavko kishimadlik belav hochi b'pesach hatzera obeiso. Kidilikayim is ikra takona, shepersumi nisla, v'nei mishus rabin. Because the whole purpose of lighting it there was to be mefaisi in the mitzvah to the rabbin. However, he says, since we're lighting inside, and the pesuni nisa is for the bnei beiso, and you're makayim that wherever you light it in the house, so ein chiv lahadlik dafko bepesach. Technically, you don't have to light it in the Pesach, and therefore, bishvil hatam shiyeh mesovi b'mitzos. And the only reason that we do this is to be mesovi b'mitzos, and therefore, sheino ala tam kolish. That's a weaker reasoning, bein yisharim b'zeh elamadaktim. Therefore, not everybody's careful to do it this way, except those that are especially scrupulous in the performance of the mitzos. Mishabur Sivkat Lamaches says you shouldn't change around. Nevertheless, Vein Lashanas, the Ramah said. So the Mishabur adds, Mikol Mokum, Yeshlu Chalon, Hasomach Lushas Arabim. And this is our custom today, that if you have a window that faces out to Lushas Arabim, Nochon Yoser, it's preferable, Shanichenu Shom, that you should light it by the window rather than inside your house. Kineshia Hekel, Livnei Rishus Arabim, Visparsim Hanes. Because this way, you're accomplishing both for the people in the house, as well as you're accomplishing to be Mepharsim for the people that are in the Lushas Arabim, they can see in the window. Unless, in Lobo Mokum, the Shlicha Hazeka, unless Nebuch is going to cause trouble, there's going to be pogroms, Rachman Lusan, there's going to be attacks on you, so then light it in the quiet of your house without it being visible in the window. The issue foot number 69 brings down the reasoning over here, Pesumi Nisa, is all the Valatam Sheikones Bein Shtei Mitzvos. So we've already explained from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Kivin She Pirsum Hanes Hu Iker Tam Hatakona Shel Hadlokas Neros Chanukah. The essence of the lighting is for Pirsum Hanes, Pirsumi Nisa. And Minhagul Hadlik B'chalon Hanira B'chutzl Ovim Risham. Therefore, it's preferable that people on the outside will see it. And that trumps, so to say, the being Sovei B'mitzvos of coming in your house by the door that you're entering on the right with the mezuzah, and on the left with the Neres Chanukah. And therefore, Nogu Harbi Gidoli Dorish Lefneinu, Shafshalo Nogu Lahadik Bechutz Bifnei HaSakoni, even though they're not letting outside because that would be too dangerous. If it's not as dangerous, you light by the window, that would be preferable. And that is the minhag in Chutz Laretz today, Baruch Hashem, at least in most places where it's not so dangerous to light in your windowsill, having the Chanukah licht for Sumei Nisa for the public as well. He says you should be careful wherever you're lighting it in the house, that you shouldn't light it in the place where you normally light candles in the house. Then who would recognize it? If you always have a candle over there, and now you have a candle there, it's not going to look like you're doing it specifically for Hanukkah. And he says, even though it's for the people in the house, you still should have it somewhat recognizable that it's specifically for Hanukkah. Then the Mechaber goes and he says, when you're lighting candles in the shul, as we'll see, there's a minhag to light candles in the shul in the evening and also in the morning. You specifically should light the candles on the southern wall, on the aspect of the shul on the southern side. And the Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskul, the Beis HaKnesses, adds, Zeu afilu l'zman ha-gemara. This was even true in the times of the Gemara, when they were chayu madlikim b'chutz al pesach ha-bais, when they would light outside. Nevertheless, in shul, madlikim b'fnim. This would be more of a publicization in the shul for all the people attending the shul. First, he has to tell us that you light in the Beis HaKnesses, and then he tells us, El. However, he didn't say that here. He just said, in the next census, you light it in the Dorum. So he says, since he previously mentioned earlier that you light it in the first Tefach, Somot LePesach, so therefore, in the shuls, it's not for the Pesumi Nis, it's also Zechel and Mikdash, when the menorah was standing on the southern side of the Heichal. So therefore, that's why the Mechaber tells us this din. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Mem. The Mishnah Berurah says that when we say Bekosel Darum, oh, al hashulchan sha'omed etzel kosel darum. You don't have to light it literally on the wall itself. It's a short wall, you put it on top of the wall, or you can put it on a table that's near the southern wall. And the reason for this, v'tam b'chozeh, zeichel menorah shemekom b'mikdash b'darum. And as I just pointed out for the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says the same thing over here in the Mishnah Berurah, that the menorah was on the southern side, the shulchan was on the northern side, the mizbeach was in the middle of the heichal, and therefore, to remind us of this, to commemorate the menorah in the Mikdash, so we light it specifically on the southern side or on the southern wall. We skip Dirshu Sivkat and Lamites, which will now say, it says the Beis HaKnesses or in the Beis HaMedrash. And this leads us to a very, very important Dirshu footnote, which I spend a little time on now. Dirshu footnote number 70. He says, V'achiv hadlok of Beis HaMedrash, the chiv to light in a Beis HaMedrash, the Kaf HaChaim says, is dafko b'Beis HaMedrash v'spalim bo. It's only in a Beis HaMedrash where you're also davening that you have to do this, like the Chanukah licht in shul. This is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, opinion of Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. Furthermore, in a Beis HaKnesses she'em is falim bo b'kviyas, it was a rov v'tilas b'yom, in a shul that you don't daven on a regular basis, most of the davenings in that shul. So then Rav Eliyashiv says that ein madlikim bo, then you wouldn't light there either. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down she Beis HaMedrash is falim bo b'kviyas tefilas arvus, if they always daven there ma'ariv madlikim bo, then you would in fact go and light there. This is the opinion as well of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. But he is, v'mespalim shom rach shachris, u'mincha v'lo arvis, but if there's just down there, shachris u'mincha, but no mariv, so then, ein madlikim bo, he wouldn't light over there. And he says, the same thing applies in the Beis HaKnesses, she'em mespalim bo b'Shabbos, the shul that only davens there on Shabbos. His opinion is, shemadlikim bo b'brocha b'erev Shabbos, v'motzi Shabbos only, but not the rest of the week. He says, what about in a place where people work? Sheish bo chedesh v'spalim bo b'kviyas, mincha v'yarvis, people have their office minyonim. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, Sha'av she'ein lo shom Beis HaKnesses, even though it's not a Beis HaKnesses, mikol mokom kivish v'spalim bo b'kviyas, since they daven there regularly, yesh la'adlik bo b'bracha, you can light there with a bracha. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, you shouldn't light there, el b'mokom shenoed l'Beis HaKnesses, unless it's really formally a shul. And that's a great question. What about by the Kosel HaMaravi? Is that considered a shul? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Sha'av she'en a makorah, even though there's no roof, vein lo mechitzos, and there's no walls around all the different minyanim, v'yesh laduna, k'rishas rabim. One could argue it's a shus harabim, mikol mokom kevishu mokom tvila. Where is there more of a place for the Jewish people than the Kosel HaMaravi to daven? So it's a kvius there, so it has the status of a Beis HaKnesses, u'mut l'hadlik shom b'bracha, and you can light there with a bracha. He says, Beis HaKnesses yesh bo cheder mekazi l'tvila. If you have a shul that has a special place for the davening, but it also has come other chadarim, like a shtibloch in Eretz Yisrael, where they have multiple minyanim, so Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, l'adim Chaim Chaim, say, shekol cheder shebo mespalim, yesh bo sefer Torah, l'yatzmo, yesh l'adim b'rocha. Each room can light, if they have a sefer Torah there, and they're davening there, each room can light its own candles. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, shebechol ofen, da'ad l'hadlik b'cheder hamerkazi b'rocha. He says it would be enough, to just light in the general area, and that would satisfy all the little rooms. If you wanted to, you could light in each of the rooms, but you shouldn't make a bracha. And he says, some shuls that they use the women's section for a separate minyan during the weekdays. When they need a bigger space, then that's used for the women alone for Shabbos. So his opinion is, he says it's better to always minimize how much you light in the shul and not make a bracha. Wouldn't make a bracha in that situation. If there's a public area outside that they're lighting, so Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, says, Shein Lebaracha Hadlaka Blu. You shouldn't make a bracha on such Hadlaka. This is all the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Rav Yashav Zatzal, and the Diri Yitziv, the great Kleisenberg Rebbe Zatzal. But if, in Mispalim Shom Arvis, but if Dabni Marv over there, Kigon Beulam Simchos, Okidome, like in a public wedding hall or something like that, so then Rav Ozner Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal would say, Shekiv and Shu, Eino Mokum Akvulit, since it's not a set place for a Trila, Ein Ladikbo Neiros Chanukah. You wouldn't light Neiros Chanukah over there. Chaim Kaniyasi Shlita adds that if you did make a bracha there, it's a bracha levatola. And this is true, even though you daven Marv every day there, there's a minyan for Marv every day there, there's a wedding every day there, he says it's still not considered a place that you have to light the Chanukah lift, and it's a bracha levatola if you do. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, and here we have a toast, a mistake in the Ramah. The Ramah girsa that we have is O Bidrom HaMenorah, the south of the menorah. So both in the Baragola and in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Memalap, he says toast over. This is a mistake over here. Betzarech Lomar Kineros HaMenorah. This is like the Neros of the menorah. That's what the Ramah adds. And then he says, Umisadron mimizroch lemarav, and you arrange the menorah going in an east to west orientation on the southern side of the shul. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Membe says, Zeu gam ke'en menorah. This is like the menorah that was the Aneros Hayu Masudra Mimikdosh Be Mizruch Lamarav. The first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down is that the menorah in the southern side was in an east-west orientation. Kenisad the Gamke menorah Chanukah, and therefore we arrange the Chanukah menorah on the southern side in an east-west orientation as well. Vida the Eshmei have shown this rulu, but there are other opinions that say that the menorah Hayso Medes Bidarim, it was in the south. Mikomakom Nerosel Hayu Masudar Mitzav Ladarim, it was in a north-south orientation on the southern side. Totally different. And therefore, you arrange the Chanukah menorah in the north-south orientation on the southern side. And there's notes to follow this opinion. You don't have to protest. Whichever way you do it, there are those that say that that is the right way. On the Mariv, east-west orientation, the person lighting it should be on the southernmost side, upon a cell phone facing the north, and the menorah is in the east-west orientation, and he starts lighting from his right, which is the candle that would therefore be closer to the Aron Kodesh in this orientation, and every night he adds one more to the left, and then goes back to the one towards the right. This is based upon the Shuvas Chasam Sofer. And he says, I am the Sof Siv, Simon Tov Reish Ayin Vav, Ma Shenich Tov Bezeh. Further additional things will be said there, which you can see at Dershu foot number 72. And there we'll see the Taz says, Shitzorach Lahadla B'choyom B'ner HaNosaf L'Fnos M'yom L'Smol. Each day you add on additional candle from the right and then to the left. And according to the Gra, Shitzorach Lahadla B'choyom Esener HaRishon Shu Ikra Mitzah U'Lefanos M'Smol Yomim. The Gra says the opposite. You go from the left to the right, and the new candle is the Ikra one. According to this, then the person lighting should be standing on the northern side and facing towards the southern side. And we'll wait to discuss this more or see the rest of this Dershu footnote for those details. The Mechaber continues and says, Umadlikin, Umivarchin, and the Rabbah says, Beveis HaKnesses, Mishum Persumanisa. We light in the shuls because of the concept of Persumanisa. You're not really being Yotze anybody with that, but it's because of Persumanisa. The Mishbura says in Sifkot and Memdalit, after Beveis HaKnesses, Rak Min Hogit. This is only a minute. We call Makom Mavarchin love. Nevertheless, we do make a bracha on it. Kamoshi Mavarchin, Al Halal, the Rosh Chodesh. Just like we make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh, it was only a minute. Shenu Elo Minog. Dershu foot number 73 brings down that not everybody agrees to this. The Rambam writes, for example, Shein Mavarch Mahal Rosh Chodesh, Kivin Shekriyas Hal Rosh Chodesh, Eno Laminim. The Chen Aminim Chal Eretz Yisrael, Usivil Seh, Shalom Mavarch, says in Eretz Yisrael, they don't make the bracha. However, the Chacham Si brought down the Shilas Shuz Chacham Si, says, Shem Kain, Madua Kosov HaShulchan Aruch, Kan Shem Mavarch Mahal Aminim, Lahadik Neiros Chanukah, Beveis HaKnesses. That's a question. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal answers. He says, Hadlok is Neiros Chanukah, Shi Mitzvah, Shekol Echav Yechav Mechuy, Bo Bebeiso, El Shir Chiv, Wes HaMitzvah, Lahad Gam Beveis HaKnesses, Shum Persim Yisrael, this is a minhag for all of Klai Yisrael to do this publicly in shul. And it's brought down as well by Rav Ozner Zatzal and Shevet HaLevi, Shekiv and Sheikar Shemitzah Zu, he, Bishum Persumi Nisa, Lachain, called Toset Vesbefirsum, even though it's not a Chiyav, is included over here in Takonas Chachamim, Shepirsum Anes Ein Loshir, Vakol Bichlal HaTakona. This is included in the original Takona to light in shul with the bracha. Back to Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Imorovel mispal be'erev Chanukah, v'inovel is davening on erev Chanukah, so madlik adam acher neiros, then he shouldn't be the one to light the neiros, because he has to say shechianu, mishum shechianu v'varchum oz, u'minkar de'eis simcha hi latzibur. This is the time simcha de tzibur, and the ovel shouldn't participate in that. Vein kedai she'ovel yad likein. The ovel shouldn't light in that situation. Tishuvu number 74 brings down for the shower at Zion, she'en l'ovel v'varchum shechianu bad lokas neiros v'eis ha'knesses, kivin shetzorach l'zeh simcha yisera. It requires extra simcha, which he unfortunately doesn't have. However, the Mishmur continues, and he points out, Abu Bevei so Yachal Baruch Shechayonu, the Ovel does take a Shechayonu in his house. Abu Shar Arvis the Chanukah, the Emir Baruch Shechayonu, the other days of Chanukah, which you don't make a Shechayonu on, Yachal Ovel, Lahadik near Chanukah, the Ovel could be the one to light the candles. Umispal Ovel Chanukah, Mincha Marv, the Ovel is allowed to dive at Mincha Marv, and similarly, Ubetu Ba'ov, and Tu B'Shvat, like Ba'omer, the less Hallel, when you don't have Hallel, Ovel Mispal Shachos Gamkin, you can even dive a Shachos on those days. We'll pick this up tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.